Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The commission investigating the July attempt on former President Trump's life paints a damning picture of the Secret Service, says ABC's Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
A report by a bipartisan panel of former Homeland Security and law enforcement officials finding the Secret Service has become bureaucratic, complacent, and static, even though risks have multiplied. Then perhaps the most damning statement calling for reform, saying that without reform, another Butler can and will happen.
Former president attends a dinner tonight in New York. Early voting's now underway in 47 states. In Washington, D.C., Vice President Kamala Harris campaigns in Wisconsin today. The Israeli military says it killed three terrorists in Gaza and is now checking to see if one of the three was Yahya Sinwar. It's considered the mastermind of the October 7th attacks. U.S. retail sales climbed last month, up 0.4% compared to August. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The number of absentee ballot drop boxes in Wisconsin is far fewer than 4 years ago. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says there were more than 500 drop boxes in more than 430 communities 4 years ago. Now she can only confirm about 78 of them in 42 communities. Milwaukee and Madison have 14 drop boxes each. Racine has seven. Most places with drop boxes have one. Some unsolicited text messages about voting in Wisconsin are designed to confuse people, not help, so says Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf.
I get very frustrated when these groups send out information and they don't get the facts right because it confuses voters.
You can find the facts at myvote.wi.gov. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We've got races in the state legislature, the House, the Senate, and of course, the race for the White House. But for Dane County, one of the biggest seats on the ballot is for county executive. Former state senator Melissa Agard and Rape Crisis Center chief Dana Pelabon are vying to replace Joe Parisi, who retired in May. Agard says she has the experience working in government to help Dane County succeed.
I am a leader with a proven track record who's committed to continue to show up, to listen, and to be engaged. I'm ready to be uncomfortable, and I'm ready to get this work done.
Pelabon says decades of working directly in the community would benefit the county.
I don't need to wait to create relationships because there are relationships that I have already created.
The winner on November 5th will finish out Joe Parisi's term. It expires in May 2025. Then there will be another election in the spring that will determine the next 4 years. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
It's the Bucks and the Mavericks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Dallas to take on the Mavericks in their final preseason game tonight. Chris Middleton had surgery on both his ankles in the offseason. Was he able to practice yesterday? Doc Rivers.
No, we didn't even think about it. No, he did everything else, all our skeleton stuff. He did some one-on-one yesterday live, which was really good. So he's getting there.
Not going to play tomorrow.
No, he won't play.
NFL, the Packers' new place kicker, Brandon McManus, worked out with the team, looked good in practice. The Packers host the Texans Sunday. College football, Badgers quarterback Braden Locke talked about facing another Big Ten rival this Saturday, the Northwestern Wildcats.
In this league, you really can't look ahead or look back. If we've seen many things this college football season, it's that any given Saturday, somebody can beat somebody. So we got to respect our opponent. We got to respect what they do. And you know, the best way for us to do that is by preparing really well. We've got to go out and play a good game if we want to win on Saturday.
That's Wisconsin quarterback Braden Locke. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny and breezy today with a high in the low 60s this afternoon. Tonight it'll be clear with a low dropping into the low 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
This is Gordy with John and Gordy in the morning on 92.7 WMDX. When you text into our show or any WMDX program, know that our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial. Package with less. Visit rocketindustrial.com and we'll be watching out for your text.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Rocker will be in the studio with a Max Inc. preview.
And we'll be talking to Senate candidate Sarah Kieski.
Join us for our next show.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Because I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
I don't know if you've seen this.
No.
And they're using your words to say that you are not for crime in keeping particularly women safe in ads. I want to take a look at what you said and just tell me, let's watch it.
If we have to.
Yeah.
We have two enemies. We have the outside enemy, and then we have the enemy from within. And the enemy from within, in my opinion, is more dangerous than China, Russia, and all these countries, because if you have a smart president, he can handle them pretty easily. But the thing that's tougher to handle are these lunatics that we have inside, like Adam Schiff. I call him the enemy from within.
Mr. President, Kamala Harris has said you sounded unhinged and unchecked power is in our future. What do you say about
that? I thought it was a nice presentation. I wasn't unhinged.
I guess we can ask Adam Schiff about that, can't we?
Yeah, we can. Yeah.
L.A. Sexy Liberal, yep. I would get your pay-per-view tickets. Adam Schiff, Martin Sheen, Mark Hamill, Glenn Kirshner, OMG. By the way, Bruce said, I've searched on Google for pay-per-view L.A. show. It keeps directing me to Facebook or Elon's Trump disaster. I just can't get a straight link for the L.A. show. Please help me. Sexyliberal.com. Please.
Right.
Just go.
That is the only place.
If you want to come see the show live in L.A. or the pay-per-view, sexyliberal.com. Please don't, because you're going to get sent to scalpers and all kinds of stuff.
Counterfeit tickets and all of that if you Google it. Do not Google it. Go to sexyliberal.com and purchase your pay-per-view tickets there and your tickets to the live show.
There you go. If you're in Los Angeles. November 2nd. Yeah. Very exciting. All right. Let's play compare and contrast. That was so here is Kamala Harris talking about
that. He's the one who talks about an enemy within. An enemy within. Talking about the American people. Suggesting he would turn the American military on the American people.
We asked that question to the former president today. Harris Faulkner had a town hall, and this is how he responded.
I heard about that. They were saying I was like threatening. I'm not threatening anybody. They're the ones doing the threatening. They do phony investigations. I've been investigated more than Alphonse Capone. He was the greatest.
No, it's true.
But think of it. It's called weaponization of government. It's a terrible thing.
So,
Brett, I'm sorry, and with all due respect, that clip was not what he has been saying about the enemy within that he has repeated.
Yeah, thank you. By the way, all you need to know about the Brett Baer interview is Trump's tweet, "Great job by Brett Baer."
Exactly.
It was for an audience of one, right? With Lion Kamala Harris, blah, blah, blah. I don't have to read the whole thing.
I'm sorry.
You know, it's basically the same way. Hang on. Poopy diaper. Okay, poor me, wah. And then I love, this is fantastic. Congratulations to Brett Baer in a tough but very fair interview.
once that totally shows how totally incompetent Kamala is. For the good of our nation, her inferior cognitive ability must be tested at once. See what he did there?
I see.
Because he's the one who everybody's right. cognitive ability is.
Right.
So you see, it's her. Ah. Oh, wait, let's talk.
If I'm going to get bad news, I want from him because he's very handsome. Dr. Irwin Redletter joins us now. Dr. Doom. MSNBC medical expert.
He's leading us through the doom.
Dr. Irwin Redletter.
And now he enters.
Here he became Dr. Doom.
Dr. Irwin Redletter is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar.
Good morning, Dr. Doom.
Oh, boy.
I learned a new fun fact about you, that your brother is a psychiatrist.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
So this is great. You said Donald Trump's on stage at a rally where he suddenly stopped speaking, and for it's actually 40 minutes, Doc. The rapidly deteriorating candidate sways, eyes often closed, just like at his criminal trials, with these uber cringy moves to what they call his playlist. I decided to call my favorite psychiatrist, that would be my brother, and say, hey, Neil, professionally speaking, what the hell were we seeing there? And Neil says, just an aging man meandering like a person with advanced cognitive decline. And you said, and I'm thinking, just the person we want to have access to America's nuclear arsenal. I mean, Doc, the only thing I keep saying is where the mainstream media has failed us, at least we all have eyes and ears. And we are watching this in real time, aren't we?
Yes. Yes, we do. We're watching it. You know, there was a headline in the paper the other day it was in the Times. Many Americans don't believe him, talking about Trump. They don't believe him, but they believe in him, which is like...
Wow.
Incomprehensible observation, but probably true, which we'll never really understand how it is that he has half America, you know, like bowing at his feet. It's just an incredible phenomenon that we have to get through. Kamala has to kick his butt, and then we have to try to move on as a country to get beyond this monstrosity movement that he's created.
Yeah. Doc, I have to correct you on one thing, because I think that's one thing that always demoralizes us. Sadly, half the country doesn't vote, so it's not half the country that is for him.
Oh, the voting country.
Yes.
That's true.
Half of the country that votes. So that's at most 25% of us. So I think that's part of what happens is you feel overwhelmed, like, oh, my God, is everyone this deluded in this country?
No, that sort of cheered me up, what you just said, and I think I'll blow my brains out now. But
Dr. Louise, ladies and gentlemen,
you know, I'm just kidding.
Dr. Louise Redletter.
Actually, it's only 25%. That is real. It's kind of reassuring.
Yeah.
In a kind of weird way, that only could happen in the Trump era. But can you imagine? That's millions of people. However you cut it, right?
And here's where I think it's to your point that there is certainly a segment of them that just only believe what he says. And so it's important, like, for instance, on healthcare, you know, which is your area, John Cooper tweeted, important, the stimulus checks sent during the pandemic originated from the Democratic majority in Congress, not Trump. In fact, Trump delayed the checks by insisting that delivery be held up until his signature was printed on them. But certainly he's... convince some degree of his cult that's because his stupid big magic marker, you know, signature was on it. It was from him personally, right?
Yeah, like it was his money. And, I mean, look, this is a problem. There's a problem of perception. There's a problem of trying to really understand what's wrong with him. And there are things actually wrong with him. I don't mean this in a snarky kind of liberal way. I mean, clinically.
Yeah.
That's a observable, and like you said, all we have to do is watch him speak, watch him, I guess, perform. I don't even know what you call it, on stage or in his rallies, and we see a human being who's on the dark side of aging right now, unfortunately. Yeah. And that's what we have is running for president. But you know, if you think about it, he's chosen a very young VP partner. Who is standing by, ready to take over if Trump were to get elected and then, you know, completely fall out. And
Doc,
Vance is as dangerous as he is.
Thank you. Doc,
Vance
more and
is
more
a dangerous human being.
Thank you. More and more people are ringing the alarm about that. that, you know, he's the, one of the authors of Project 2025. This is bigger than Trump. He's 39. He has no experience. He only got installed in the Senate because of Peter Thiel's money. And he is, you're absolutely right, Dan. And I, you start to think this is the actual plan, you know, is that, you know, Trump's going to either step down so Vance can pardon him. They're going to 25th Amendment. And who knows? But they're seeing the same thing we are, Doc. And you know they're saying the same thing behind closed doors. This is clearly an old man in all sorts of decline. I mean, you don't have to tell you as a doctor, when someone won't release any medical information ever their entire life, he's hiding something.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, he's, not only is he hiding something, the things he's not hiding are alarming enough. You know, you kind of barely, okay, so we don't see his medical records, but the guy's not healthy.
Right.
He's certainly not healthy mentally. I don't know what his blood work has shown, but I can tell you from looking at him, and it's not just me, a pediatrician here, it's actually dozens, hundreds of mental health professionals who look at him and say, this is a man in serious cognitive decline. And look, this is what we're coping with. But the Vance issue is one thing. The other legacy for Donald Trump are the active armed militia in and out of the military who are ready to do God knows what in America after this election.
They're hunting FEMA in North Carolina. FEMA had to evacuate in places where people desperately need help because these right-wing Trump militias are hunting them. It is peak insanity. By the way, speaking of blood work, is cheeseburger a blood type?
I think his blood consists entirely of gravy.
Is gravy a blood type, Doc? Okay.
Yeah, it is. It is, yeah. Only in the esoteric circles of hematology.
It's ketchup. It's ketchup. You're 1% B positive and 99% gravy.
Yeah.
No, but can you imagine armed militia looking for disaster response workers?
Yeah.
They're FEMA. They're going out to help people, and they're confronted by these lunatics with AKs hunting them. I mean, the whole concept is literally bone-chilling.
Yeah.
But it's part of the syndrome we're dealing with.
And by the way, whatever you want to call sociopath, missing the empathy gene, whatever, you know, George Conway has this psycho pack, which is doing great work. But
I love that,
Yeah, but Jessica Tarloff was talking about, you know, I don't know if people missed this in this whatever fake town hall he had, which, oh, by the way, Midas Touch said questioners at Donald Trump's bizarre town hall in Pennsylvania were not ordinary attendees, but rather MAGA and GOP operatives posing as regular voters. I mean, it's so pathetic. But anyway, the story about Amber Thurman, the poor woman who died because she couldn't get abortion care, he laughed.
The whole crowd laughed. It wasn't just him. It was everybody in that room laughed.
I mean, he is, I don't even know. Ask your brother. Is it sociopath, psychopath? What is it? Which path is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it's all the paths, unfortunately, but the psychopath, let's just call it that. And that's what he is. It's not a question of not having the empathy gene. It's a question of him having a serious mental health diagnosis that doesn't allow him to interact with other human beings in any kind of appropriate way. And look, this has been the story of his life. When you speak to people who have known him when he was in his 20s and 30s, he was a monster. He was a monster as he was running his father's real estate business.
Yeah.
And forbidding African Americans to rent or buy in the buildings they own. This is a long history of a guy who should be nowhere near the Oval Office in Washington. And here we are now in a close election.
Doc, you're doing all this great work in Ukraine. And I don't know if you heard this from Bob Woodward's book. It talks about, you know, how Biden stopped Putin from using nukes in Ukraine. What do you think Trump would have done or will do? He'd be like, go ahead. I mean,
absolutely,
it is too terrifying to contemplate Donald Trump back in the
Oval
Office.
Doesn't care about democracy. He doesn't care about our allies. He doesn't really care about Ukraine. He cares about pleasing the other autocrats who he seems to adore, from Russia to North Korea to Hungary. And this is him. It's absolutely unpredictable what he would do about Putin, the nukes, the Middle East, Sudan, the whole world is fragile in the face of a potential Trump regaining of the White House.
I would not use the word unpredictable. I have a prediction. He would do whatever Putin wants. That's what he would do. He would do.
That's what he would do.
Oh, well, this has not been calming for me, Dr. Well, that's why we call you Dr. Doom. All right, we love
you. What are you going to call me after November 5th when Kamala wins?
Dr. Happy? I don't know. We'll see.
we'll work on it.
That's a name for something else I own. Anyway, yeah, I love you. What? Doctor? I call him Dr. Happy. Hi. Thanks for coming, Dr. Red Leonard.
Oh, my pleasure.
Oh, boy.
See you.
20 minutes.
Bye, guys.
20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Spade of Doctors, Dr. Marty.
He's a
doggy kitty doctor.
Yes.
He's a Dr. Doolittle kind of doctor. Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is the best dog food in the world, period. All of my friends now are using it for their doggies because I am a proselytizer. Mm-hmm. I'm an evangelical.
You're an evangelist.
Dr. Marty. I am. I love it. I love it so much. It is. You can smell the goodness because it's raw. It's freeze-dried. You can smell the turkey, beef, duck, salmon, kale, spinach, sweet potatoes, blueberries, all those superfoods packed in there. All the nutrition, all the flavor. They go crazy.
They go nuts. Eight
right?
dump.
Right? Yeah. Well, and also, well, but speaking of dump, their poops are fantastic. Listen, if you've been a dog mommy for as long as I have, you, the runny poop, runny stuff is no good.
Firm.
Ooh. Nice firm poops are, they're just, I love it. Okay. Is that weird? Stop me when it's weird.
Really
Save
weird.
Up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of I have to be careful. I can't. You can't say it the way I'd say it because then they think it's actually Cod Crispy time.
Yeah,
I have to
that.
Just say Cod Crispies because that's not till afternoon, till after the nappy and the hikey.
Okay.
Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Your results, dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller, one of the most popular and funny liberal radio hosts in the country.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, when it comes to protecting your home and family, it's always better to stop trouble before it even has a chance to start. That's why Simply Safe is changing the game with their new Active Guard outdoor protection. It offers a double layer of defense, cutting-edge AI plus real-time monitoring by Simply Safe's live security agents to keep intruders out and prevent crime before it happens. If someone suspicious steps onto your property, Simply Safe agents are on it immediately. They'll see and talk to the intruder, set off sirens and flash spotlights to scare them away, even call the police if needed to help you get help fast. Other systems only react after a break-in. SimpliSafe combines live monitoring and proactive protection both inside and outside your home. And right now you can save 50% on a new SimpliSafe system with a select professional monitoring plan. Visit simplisafe.com/Stephanie to grab your 50% off today. That is simplisafe.com/Stephanie. SimpliSafe. One more time, simplisafe.com/Stephanie. 50% off today. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion, and at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated? 2024 isn't just another election. This one's personal. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's critical to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state in this crucial fight. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text the word liberal to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newspaper, Free Thought Today. Text liberal to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Text liberal to 511-511 or go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text liberal to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
It's Slip It, Cuff It, Check It. Talk to doctor now and share it. I get it. Slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it. Slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it. Slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor. Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Yeah. Right? Get it.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
All right. Oh, why, look, it's a true Stephanie Miller story. Lori in Littleton, Colorado. Steph, this actually happened to me. We were singing, we were at a sing-along piano bar last week, and they played Hey Jude. Instead of singing the correct words, I blurted out, remember to let her joke about farts. The guy next to me said, you must be a Stephanie Miller fan. This is absolutely true. No. Admittedly, the guy next to me was my husband, but it still counts. Oh, we uncover fantastic truths in the commercial breaks here at the Stephanie Miller Show.
What?
We were saying we didn't recognize Jessica Tarloff right. at the DNC because she wasn't wearing her glasses.
Exactly.
And we said, oh, that's, even though now they hire pretty liberals right. at Fox, they make everybody wear glasses so they can call them Poindexter and, you know, trip them in the hallway.
Well, that's it.
Right.
All right, let's go to Moms in Florida. Hi, Moms.
Hi, how are you, Stephanie?
Good.
Family and everybody.
Yes, go ahead.
I voted yesterday, dropped off my ballot, got my little sticker. So yeah. happy. Go Florida. I feel purple coming on. I so feel it.
Did you see the villages?
Everybody in Florida, get your butt out there.
Yeah.
Yes,
Moms, thank
so
you.
About
oh my God. I don't know why. I know everything's just anecdotal. First of all, I've seen pickup trucks with the American flag and the Harris Walls
yes,
flag.
Those are great.
Like, oh my God.
Those are great, yeah.
But yeah, the villages. How about all the golf carts going, right? With we have, yes, give me this, 11. But with the Harris Walls sign on the way to the polls, mm-hmm. the day one.
Live from the villages. I hope this is my face. It's my first TikTok. I have no clue what I'm doing, but we are working hard here. Here we go, everybody. 1, 2, 3.
22 days to go. We won't go back. She has us on track. 22 days to go. 22 days to go. 22 days to go.
I like
them. Don't vote for the joke. We'll be at the vote. 22 days to go.
Old ladies singing in golf carts. It's my future.
22 days to go. Harris will hail Trump's going to jail. 22 days to go. 22 days to go.
All right.
22 days
yeah, let's get
to
some
go.
Beer.
She's White House bound. She'll turn things around.
Day drinking.
22 days to go.
And it's live from the villages.
Wait. Hold on.
I forgot our punchline. We can do it. No, yes, we can. We won't go back.
Both Harris, we won't go back.
You're adorable.
There you go.
Yay. Old ladies voting for Kamala and day drinking. Yay.
And not knowing how to use TikTok. I don't know how to use
that. That's what my first
it was.
That's what my first and only TikTok looked like.
Uh-huh. Yeah. How do I use this thing?
Speaking of which, would you like some fun facts? If you're 60, I mean, I don't know anyone that old, but...
No,
you know,
we don't.
69.1% of all job growth since your birth occurred under Democratic administrations. If you're 45, that number is 74.7. If you're under 30, that number is 100%. Democrats create jobs, period. Republicans don't. 29 minutes after the hour, Dana Goldberg coming up.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman! Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
The years, you've really kept up with the times. You're on social media.
Like, dislike, block.
Maintained your health.
10,000 steps. I'm a beast.
You even programmed your own smart home.
In 10 minutes, remind me that I'm a genius.
In 10 minutes, I'll remind you that you're a genius.
If you can do all that, you can definitely save for retirement. Just go to aceyourretirement.org, a free online tool sponsored by AARP that can help you get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll meet Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach, and in just 3 minutes, get personalized recommendations to help boost your retirement savings. They're easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's brought to you by AARP, so you know they got your back.
You are a genius.
Take charge of your retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org now. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
In 1987, some inner-city first graders were promised a college education. Now, this promise didn't come from a wealthy corporation. It came from Oral Lee Brown, who saved a large portion of her modest income every year for these children.
She told Ms. Brown, you can't do everything I said, no, but we need to do more.
And she did more by sending 19 kids to college, helping others pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
You've seen the paintings. The Thanksgiving turkey being served at Grandma's. The weathered farmer sending his baby-faced son off to college.
Now be sure and write.
The wise police officer sitting at the soda bar, talking a young boy out of running away from home.
Where are you going, son?
Norman Rockwell didn't create the best in us. He just inspired the best. Inspiration. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
They'll challenge your authority. They'll try to break your will. They'll push you to the edge of your sanity. Because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory, not theirs. Defend it. Who makes the payments? Who cleans it? Who drives it? You do. That's who. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
An American military base that was attacked, where American soldiers
suffered traumatic brain injuries, and Donald Trump dismissed them as headaches, not to mention how Donald Trump has treated and talked about America's military and military service people, calling them suckers and losers, has diminished the significance.
We're talking over each other. I apologize.
Well, I would like that we would have a conversation that is grounded in full assessment of the facts, which includes, I think this interview is supposed to be about the choices that your viewers should be presented about this election, and the contrast is important. Yes.
Thank you, Madam Vice President. I'm speaking. Jody and I will now do the rest of the interview so we don't have to listen to it. You go ahead, and you're Kamala Harris. I will be Brett Baer.
Okay, so
we're talking over each other. How come we're talking over each other? You're talking over the vice president. That's what you're doing. Doing Donald Trump talking points. Oh, my God. He totally, you could tell, did not like the very valid points she was making.
Right.
He's like, Hamas.
Might I say he stepped in a Brett Baer trap?
That's good.
That's cute. You're precious. Now go vote. All right.
I'm pretty, too.
Yes, you are. But, you know, to play compare and contrast, Trump never answers any questions. Either it's nonsense or it's a lie. Jessica Tarloff.
To the questions about lowering the prices of things, again, no real answer. I'm glad I know more about how donuts are made or whatever was going on there. But I don't think anyone walked away from that thinking that he had any sort of empathy for what's going on in women's lives all over the country.
It's what I just said, missing the empathy gene, yep. I guess, as most sociopaths are. One more.
And he kicked it off, actually, by kind of laughing at the Amber Thurman story. Harris brought up that the family had put out a prebuttal, and he laughs and he says, we're going to have higher ratings, which seems pretty cool. You could use that moment to say, I am so sorry that that young woman, a mother of a six-year-old boy, lost her life.
Yeah. Except he wouldn't, because have we answered yet, sociopath or psychopath? I don't know the difference. Does anybody?
There's a slight
call in
difference.
Let us know.
call now. Is it raining where you are? Psycho or socio? You decide.
Yes. Blah. He's both.
We report, you decide.
All right, so here's, I don't know. Opinions are like holes. Everyone's got one. They all stink at this point.
Yeah.
But, okay, people have had enough. Here are the three big picture reasons why Kamala Harris will win. This is John Storer. He said, I said that Joe Biden's decision to drop out was a mistake, but hopefully not a fatal one. And he just talks about the factors he thinks are important. Unity, Kamala Harris has united Democrats in a way Biden could not. Since the convention, the goal has been expanding the base. She's doing it. Trump isn't. She's growing not just among undecided voters, but among non-voters. Harris also has more endorsements from current and former Republican officials than any Democratic nominee in my lifetime. It's fair to say Kamala Harris is a bipartisan presidential candidate. He says the economy, every economic indicator is going in the right direction. Inflation, employment, wages, GDP growth, on and on. Investors have sent stock markets soaring. The U.S. economy is the envy of the world. Biden and Harris have pulled off a miracle. And just finally, the biggest reason Kamala Harris is going to pull this off is because so many people are tired of Donald Trump's bull. I think that is true. The bull is why he messed up America's response to COVID. It's why he tried overthrowing a free and fair election. Most recently, it's why Republican voters are actually turning away help from the government after hurricanes rammed through their communities because they believe lies about Democrats coming to get them. It's endless. It's everywhere. It's exhausting. I think most people have had enough. That's my take. By the way, speaking of other races, Adam reminds us Ted Cruz is the same gutless little who just took it when a failed game show host told the world his wife was ugly. Vote Colin Allred.
Yes.
Okay. Just a thought.
Bear trap.
Okay, we got it. You know what? You got a lot more love than you give me for, like, for instance, my frozen assets joke.
I knew that was coming.
Mm-hmm. I did too.
Yeah. And now he wants all the love and sucking up in the world. Fine. Okay. Mark, it's a Brett Baer trap. Get it? Okay. Hi, Mark.
Hi. Yeah, it's interesting that I really appreciate Kamala Harris just taking it to Brett Baer. I mean, once you stand up to these bullies, they fold like a like a cheap tent in a mild wind. I mean, Brett Baer is just a punk. And let's remember, this little punk actually was telling Fox News when Fox had declared that Biden had won, he wanted to recall that announcement. I mean, he's just a little Trumpster all the way through. And
she
called him out and had the facts. And it was interesting that even if you pay a little bit of attention at all to what's going on, most of us could take down these punks without working up much of a sweat.
There you go. There you go. All right. I love this. Donald Trump Jr., Trader Tot, boasted on Fox News that his dad knows the McDonald's menu much better than Kamala Harris ever
did. We know that.
I don't think that's the cell phone.
That's not,
are you admitting your dad's a fatty, fatty 2x4?
Yeah, that's not the mic drop
food.
He thought it was.
It's really not. It's really not.
Yeah.
It's really not.
Oh, my God. Okay. So here's what already happening before she went on Fox. Significant chunk of self-identified Nikki Haley voters say they will support Harris for president. What's happening? What's happening?
I have
a lot of
no
barking
idea.
Going on. Okay. Okay. Yeah, and I love the pro-Haley pack. Dropped seven-figure campaign ad campaign supporting Kamala Harris, defying the cease and desist. They told Haley to go suck it. Nikki Haley tried to get them to stop. They said, no.
It's a pack.
No.
They can't coordinate with anybody.
Two dozen Wisconsin Republicans, including lawmakers, officials, have signed an open letter declaring their support for Kamala Harris and her campaign for president. She was on stage with, 100 Republican?
Yeah, it was amazing.
Prominent Republicans.
11 billion.
All of them.
The letter makes clear these signers in Wisconsin do not intend to change political parties. They said, we agree that we cannot afford another 4 years of the broken promises, election denialism, and chaos of Donald Trump's leadership.
What is happening, Clyde? It's not Cod Crispy time!
I'm coming back.
Okay. let's.
You're so good with
While we get calm, let's go to Jack in Baltimore. Hello, Jack. Hi, Jack.
Hey, Steph. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Hey, Steph. I watched the Univision debate last night, so you didn't have to.
Thank you.
And Trump obviously came out with a lot of different policy plans that no one's ever heard of before, including something called reverse taxation, which he said was going to bring businesses back into the states. Sounds a lot like socialism.
Well, yeah, that sounds like subsidies.
By the way, he always throws around words. You know he doesn't know what they mean. He's like, they're Marxists and communists and fascists. First of all, those are all different things that are diametrically opposed. Right. And you're the only fascist.
And reverse taxation is a subsidy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But the screw up last night that he had in the biggest sense was as he's sitting there talking to a audience of Spanish-speaking Univision viewers, one of the questions was brought up about him lying about dogs and cats being killed in Springfield, Ohio.
Yep.
And he turns to the audience, he said, you know what the problem with these people are? They don't even speak the language.
Oh, boy.
He said this to a Univision audience.
Right.
He said Detroit sucks to in Detroit.
Yeah.
It's a unique campaign strategy, isn't it?
To upset everybody.
All right. Speaking of immigration, here is Brett Baer in his interruptathon with the vice president.
How many illegal immigrants would you estimate your administration has released into the country over the last 3.5 years?
Well, I'm glad you raised the issue of immigration because I agree with you. It is a topic of discussion that people want to rightly have. And you know what I'm going to talk about.
Yeah, but
right
do you,
now,
just a number. Do you think it's 1 million, 3 million?
Oh, my God.
Brett, let's just get to the point. Okay, the point is that we have a broken immigration system that needs to be repaired.
So your Homeland Security Secretary said that 85% of apprehensions.
I'm not finished.
This is why I knew this T-shirt would come in handy again. I'm speaking. Excuse me. I am speaking. All right, let's continue. 14 here. Okay. So if you want a headache in your other eye, here's another one.
At the beginning of our administration, within practically hours of taking the oath, the first bill that we offered Congress, before we worked on infrastructure, before the Inflation Reduction Act, before the CHIPS and Science Act, before the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, The first bill, practically within hours of taking the oath, was a bill to fix our immigration system.
Yes, ma'am. It was called the U.S. Citizenship Act of 2021.
Exactly.
It was essentially a pathway to citizenship for the...
May I finish responding, please? You have to let me finish.
God.
He's so rude.
Well, first of all, yes, she's the sitting vice president of the United States, and he will not shut the up and let her answer. Okay, one last try on immigration. Here she is. Yeah, 15.
At the beginning of our... As the attorney general, former attorney general of a border state...
Madam Vice President, a couple of things.
...prosecuted trafficking of drugs, guns, and human beings. And Donald
Trump...
But let me just finish.
Six Democrats voted against that bill.
...learned about that bill and told them to kill it because he preferred to run on a problem instead of fixing a problem. And in this election, this is rightly a discussion that the American people want to have. And what they want... are solutions, and they want a president of the United States who's not playing political games with the issue.
I hear you.
But actually is focused on fixing it.
Oh, my God. Okay. Wow. I started the show with a headache in just one eye, and then yes, thank you. And then now I have them in both eyes. And also, I have that thing. Is it twitching, or is it
it's
just...
a little.
Or is it stuck? I can't tell.
It's a little twitchy.
He literally is Walter the dog.
He goes all the way to the...
So, you know, she said she's going to put a Republican in her cabinet. Tim Walz was mentioning Lankford as one of the... You know what? That's not a bad idea. And that, like, maybe he's the one that, like, shook his head yes during State of the Union that, you know, it was the strongest bipartisan immigration bill ever that Donald Trump killed. I mean, we might actually get comprehensive immigration reform, maybe, if you get a Lankford. I think he mentioned Jeff Flake, too. I mean, I think there are reasonable Republicans you could work with because, I mean, everyone from George W. Bush to, I mean, Reagan gave amnesty to millions of people.
Yes,
I mean, people have been trying to solve this issue forever. But anyway, that gave me a headache, Chris. I would just like to sway to Ave Maria now for the remainder of the show. Sexy liberal.
Oh, God, don't.
Just behind everybody while they're doing their sets.
All right, we've got like 39 more minutes of this. Enjoy. All right.
We're going to need a break soon.
All right. We're just with you. Okay. 40, doesn't he feel better, though? Doesn't it feel better after having to listen to Brett Bear?
Yeah.
Brett Bear.
Brett Bear trap.
We heard it. 47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. I'm going to need a lot of this to get through this election cycle, I tell you what. Boy, howdy. My strawberry lemonade flavor, it's in my bike bottle, in my hike bottle. It's down here during the show every single morning. It's here's the thing. I don't like the, you know, the green drink.
Oh, the green drink is
or
gross.
It's like drinking, what's that stuff, slime? You know, it's green. This is strawberry lemonade. It's delicious. You get to hydrate, and you get to, and they slip you a bunch of stuff without even telling you you're pretty.
They slide it into your DMs?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
probiotics, prebiotics, ashwagandha.
They Netflix and chill with it?
Yeah.
All right.
Uh-huh. Good for your gut health. It boosts your energy, helps you feel more youthful. I love it. Go now to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Text fees may apply. Batteries not included.
Red, white, and Steph. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, wheat flour, wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Bonnie and Clyde love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. This fall, stay cozy with Cozy Earth, where luxury meets comfort and every product turns your home into a sanctuary. After a busy day, your 5 to 9 should be all about relaxation. Cozy Earth helps you embrace that calm. Let me tell you about my favorite products. First, the bamboo sheet set made from 100% premium viscose from bamboo. They're incredibly soft and breathable, helping you sleep cooler. They get even softer with every wash, come with a 10-year warranty. And for cozy nights in, the women's bamboo pajama set is a must. This lightweight stretch knit design drapes beautifully, sleeps cooler than cotton, keeps you just the right temperature all night. It is like wrapping yourself in luxury. What sets Cozy Earth apart? The commitment to quality, from responsibly sourced materials to innovative fabrics that won't pill or wear down, plus that 10-year warranty says it all. Ready to wrap yourself in luxury this fall? Go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use the code Stephanie for up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get that post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
Life takes courage. So do mammograms. Schedule yours today.
Not only did breastcancer.org help me, it really helps my family and friends.
What it does is it takes the mystery out of a really complex diagnosis and really complex terminology and a really complex life experience.
Any question I've ever had, I know that I can go there and get it answered.
Breastcancer.org. I don't think I could have come through this without it.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't seen your lap in months. And even more stuff. But still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This portion of the show brought to you by the chill that you are going to desperately need for the next 2.5 weeks. CB Distillery. It's the source we trust. I mean, you need the good stuff, man.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get the gas station stuff. What? I didn't even know they sold it there. That's terrible.
Don't get the stuff you get at Spencer's Gifts.
Oh, ew.
No.
Along with the joke gifts. No. CB Distillery. Highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers. Just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help you support your health. Jody is so peppy in the morning because she takes... They literally have products named Ooh and Ah.
They do?
And they got shh, 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 bag of shush. if you need to make your brain, your mind go bag of shush, stop talking to me. Stop waltering me at night. It helps with sleep. It helps with calm. It helps you with pain after physical activity. I love my CBD relief stick. Y'all love your gummies and your tinctures. I mean, come on. CB Distillery, the source we trust, and we got a 20% discount to get you started. CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie for 20% off. CBDistillery.com. Type in that code, Stephanie. Oh, Robert with a Stephanie Miller Show true story. I don't think it's as good as he thinks. True mama story. I was in Kansas City last weekend. I went to the show Saturday night. I sat down, looked at my wife next to me, and said, "You must be a Stephanie Miller fan." Well, that is surprising, since you were Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour. Which, by the way, you can still watch the fantastic DNC show with Mark Hamill and J.B. Pritzker and Jamie Harrison and on up until Halloween. But we just put L.A. Sexy Liberal on sale. That'll be the big finale for election year with Mark Hamill, Martin Sheen, Adam Schiff, Glenn Kirshner. Only $20.24.
Yeah.
Get it?
At 2024.
There you go. It's another story about what a giant Donald Trump is. Did you see him talking about? First of all, everybody fact-checked him. He lied. His stupid prep school didn't even have a football team.
Right.
He said he played football and he was a tight. And you could tell he stumbled on that. I was a tight end. Yeah, that's it.
That's the ticket.
His end has never been tight. Look at that ginormous bag of goo he's got back there. Donald Trump is
shaped like a schmoo.
Is trying to earn votes by emphasizing his masculinity, but he's being mocked as a wimp after admitting the reason he didn't like playing football. Oh, we also got some racism in there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, people accusing him of racist dog whistle as well. I didn't like football. I played tight end. That's
yeah,
it.
That's it. That's the ticket.
I could catch the ball good. Oh, could you catch the ball good? But I didn't particularly like having some guy who was lifting weights all day long who came from a bad neighborhood.
Oh.
And he sees me, and they're tackling hard. Oh, I see.
Whoa.
You like to catch the ball, but you just don't think you should be allowed to be tackled.
Yeah.
Because the rules always have to be different for you because you're too much of a pussy to get tackled. I like catching the ball, but I didn't.
He really likes catching balls from people from good neighborhoods.
Right. Okay, and meanwhile, Kamala Harris has the balls to walk into that Brett Bear trap, right?
Yeah.
She should have.
I heard what you did. I heard that.
She should have said, Bear, no.
Bear, stop that. Stop that, Bear.
Stop interrupting.
Bear, stop.
You're using my punchline.
I did. I stole it right up from under you like a picnic biscuit. Kevin, the hilarious gay in 3, 2, 1.
Well, hello.
Hello, Kevin.
Mama, I know it's been a little bit since I called that, but I only just stopped laughing at your frozen assets joke.
Thank you.
So,
thank you. People didn't pay taxes in the Ice Age because all their assets were frozen. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you.
There it is. Oh, my God. You're going to make me laugh again, and I won't be able to get to my call.
You agree it was far superior to Brett Bear Trap joke from Chris LaVoy earlier?
Well,
yes.
When then you rewrote it, you made it funny.
Thank you.
So I appreciate it. You workshopped it, Mama.
You are dead to me, Kevin.
Do you know what, Chris? She signs my paychecks as the hilarious gay of the Stephanie Miller Show.
That's right. That's right. Thank you.
But I have a point of order.
Okay. Yes.
I think that we should get back to the kissing of the ring before we get to the reasons of our calls. And in that, I want to thank you for your advocacy alongside our future president in favor of gay adoption, because I feel like the only reason I even have 2 children is because of you. So to let you know, I'll be dropping them off while the husband and I spend a weekend in Puerto Vallarta.
Oh, there you go. That's not necessary.
I'm sure it's fine because children are like bumbles. They bounce.
They do, yeah.
So just leave them some wine and some wee-wee pads. Mm.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
Okay.
Exactly, yeah. My 8-year-old loves a nice Cabernet Sauvignon.
Oh! Well, we're all set then. We're all set then. It'll be nappy time for all of us. Okay. Love
glug,
you, Kevin.
Glug, glug, glug. Bye.
Bye.
It's a juice box. Just drink it.
Mama's juice box.
Bring Mama another juice box. Selection's almost over. Dana Goldberg next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a little weather and wine with Brittany Merlot, J.R. Ratcliffe to talk all things sports. This Shouldn't Be a Thing wraps it up. Don't miss it.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 11.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.